The Science of Karma.
Does one act according to one's free will, or does it just happen?
Do you ever find that you are forced to do something against your wishes? Does that happen or not?
Yes, Dada, that does happen.
What is the reason for that? You do not wish to, yet you have no choice. It is the effect of karmas created in your past life. People believe this effect to be the cause. They do not understand the previous life's effect at all. If anything done in this life were a cause, then why would you do something against your will? Furthermore, why would you say, "I did it," when you did not want to do it in the first place? Why do others say you did it also? People call all visible actions to be the same as doing the karma. They will say, "I did a good deed today, and so I created a good karma today." Whereas the Jnani Purush knows that all the visible acts of this life are an effect.
Who sent you to this earth?
Are we born of our own free will, or are we sent here?
No one sends you here. It is your karma that takes you to a place where your rebirth is to take place. If your karmas are good, you will be born in a good place, and if they are bad, you will be born in a bad place.
What is the principle of karma?
Dada, what is the definition of karma?
Supporting any action with the claim, "I am doing it," is karma. Claiming doership of any action binds karma. To support the action with the belief, "I am the doer," is called binding the karma. It is this support of the belief of doership that binds karma. If you know that you are not the doer and are aware of who the true doer is, "I am not the doer," and "who is the doer," then the action will not have any support and the karma will be shed.
And what is the principle of karma?
If you yell, "You are a thief," into a well, what happens?
You will hear the words echo.
Exactly. If you don't like to hear what comes to you, then you should say, "You are a king," instead, so that you will hear, "You are a king." Say that which you would like to hear. Give what you would want to receive. That is the principle of karma. Karma means action. What is reaction? That is the echo. All reactions are like echoes of your previous actions. The fruits will be inevitable. What does the well illustrate here? It tells you that the world is your own projection. What you were referring to as karma is really a projection.
Is there a principle of karma or not?
The whole world is nothing but the principle of karma. The liability of bondage lies entirely on you. You are responsible for it. Everything is your own projection. You are responsible even for the formation of your body. Everything you encounter is your own design. Nobody else is responsible for it. For endless lives, you have been responsible, wholly and solely.
Your own projection.
People recognize that whatever they experience is their own projection. As a result, they try to change that projection but are not successful. This is because the projection is not solely in their hands. Talks about changing the projection are correct, but does one have the independent ability to do so? Yes, he does, however, only to a limited extent. The major portion of this control is not in your hands. Only after attaining the true knowledge does one become independent, but until then, it is not quite so. Now, how can the project be stopped? The project has components of cause and effect. Until one finds his real self in all this, he continues to wander aimlessly, although he recognizes this body and I are not one and the same. There are many other inner components within, and one continues to identify with them, causing the belief of "I am Chandubhai" to remain. It is due to his inability to break free of this belief that man thinks he's the doer. He believes that he's the one that speaks, that he's the one doing the penance and samayik, etc. As long as he believes he's the doer, he continues to create new projects and suffers the consequences of the old ones, past life causes. If people understood the principles of karma, they would understand the principle of liberation.
Bondage through wrong belief.
What is your name?
Chandubhai, Dada.
Are you really Chandubhai?
What else can I say? It is what everyone thinks is correct.
Then you really are Chandubhai, are you not? Are you not sure of that? You say, my name is Chandubhai.
I am sure, Dada.
You say, my name is Chandubhai, not I am Chandubhai. Then are you really Chandubhai or are you something else?
That is true, that we are something different. That is a known fact.
No, Chandubhai is a means to identify this body. You know that Chandubhai is the name of this body. But who are you? Should you not know that?
Yes, Dada. Indeed, I ought to. I should make an effort to find out.
So, in essence, what you are doing is taking advantage of everything in Chandubhai's name. You claim to be Chandubhai when all along you are not. Under the name of Chandubhai, you are enjoying all the pleasures. I am this lady's husband. I am his uncle, etc. And consequently, binding endless karmas through these false beliefs. As long as you are influenced by this false imposition, you are binding karmas. When the question, who am I, is resolved, you will no longer bind karmas. At the present time, you are binding karma even in your sleep, because you go to sleep believing that you are Chandubhai. The Lord says that the biggest karma of all is to shove the self into a sack before sleeping with the belief, I am Chandulal.
Doership binds karma.
Dada, how is karma bound? Would you please explain that further?
I will explain to you how karma is bound. You remain bound when you are not doing any karma and yet you believe that you are doing it. Not even God is the doer. If he were, then he too would be bound by karmas. Neither you nor God is the doer. When you pass your exams, you say, I passed, yet there is another force that prevails behind your success. To believe I did it is the false imposition, and that is why you bind karma.
Even Vedant accepts God as non-doer.
So if things happen because of some other power, then it would not matter whether one steals or gives to charity.
Yes, you can say that both are the same, but people do not keep them as such. Those that give to charity bind karma because they walk around with inflated egos. The thief too binds karma when he says, no one will ever catch me. Nothing will touch you as long as you do not hold the belief I did it.
In the initial stage, there is a belief that God is the doer. Going further, the Vedas maintain that God is not the doer. The Upanishads say the same. God is not the doer. Everyone has to suffer the fruits of his own karmas. Do the consequences of karma continue life after life?
Yes, of course. Karma is like the fruit of a mango tree. The mango will yield the tree, and the tree will yield the mango, and the cycle continues.
That is the principle of evolution. It keeps continuing.
No, that is the effect of karma. The mango is the fruit which will have the seed that will grow into the tree, which in turn will yield the fruit. This will continue on. Karma keeps on sowing the seeds of karma.
Therefore, people will then continue creating good and bad karmas and never be free.
Yes, the pulp of the mango is eaten and the stone seed is thrown out.
And on that site will sprout a new mango tree.
There is no escape. If you believe that God is the doer, then why do you also believe that you are the doer? Then you too become a doer. Humans are the only species that believe I am the doer. Whenever one becomes a doer, there is a breakdown in dependency on God. God says, since you are the doer, then you and I are both free. Do what you want. Then what use do you have for God? When one believes that he is the doer, he binds karma. When one ceases to believe that he is the doer, his karma effects will come to an end.